Let me read to you Mark 15, 6 through 15. It says, "Now at the feast he was accustomed to releasing one prisoner to them, whomever they requested. And there was one named Barabbas who was chained with his fellow rebels. They had committed murder in the rebellion. And then the multitude, crying aloud, began to ask him to do just as he had always done for them. But when Pilate answered them, saying, 'Do you want me to release to you the king of the Jews?' For he knew that the chief priests had handed him over because of envy. But the chief priests stirred up the crowd so that he should rather release Barabbas to them. Pilate answered and said to them again, 'What then do you want me to do with him who you call the king of the Jews?' So they cried out again, 'Crucify him.' Then Pilate said to them, 'Why? What evil has he done?' But they cried all the more, 'Crucify him.' So Pilate, wanting to gratify the crowd, released Barabbas to them, and he delivered Jesus after he had scourged him to be crucified." Give us Barabbas. Give us the murderer. Give us the rebel rather than Jesus. Barabbas, Pilate, and Jesus. Barabbas represented the worst of the worst. He thought he was doing well. He thought he was doing God a favor, as Paul did when he murdered people. And he had a death sentence hanging over him, but the people would rather have Barabbas than Jesus. And then Pilate, the waffler, the compromiser. "I just want this to be easy. I want it to be over. I don't want to have anything to do with Jesus or Barabbas or the chief priest. I just want it to be over. I'm going to go back to my couch of luxury and my cup of wine and my delicacies. I don't want to be bothered." And then Jesus. If Barabbas represents the worst of the worst, and Pilate represents the wafflers and the compromisers, Jesus has got to represent the best of the best. What a contrast. And then there's the sub-characters, the chief priests, the hypocrites, if you will. Exciting the crowd to say, "Crucify him." And then there's the multitude, which becomes the crowd. They're the cowards. All these voices, no one could distinguish who said what, but the crowd was the cowards. And the point of this short little lesson this morning is that Jesus died for every one of them. Amen? Jesus died for every one of them. Romans 3:10. "There is none righteous, no, not one. There is none who understands. There is none who seeks after God. They have all turned aside. They have altogether become unprofitable. There is none who does good, no, not one. Their throat is an open tomb. With their tongues they have practiced deceit. The poison of asps is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways. And the way of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes." I have just described to you a quotation from the Old Testament, Book of Psalms and Isaiah, that describes perfectly our world today, our nation today. I've just read to you a description of what we were like before we found Jesus as our Savior. Amen? It's what Paul said. But in Romans chapter 5, verses 6 through 8, he will write these words, "For when we were still without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man some would even dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Hallelujah. Barabbas, Jesus died for you. Chief priests, Jesus died for you. The multitudes, the crowds, the cowards. It's easy to be loud when you're in a crowd. Jesus died for you. Jesus died for you. Everyone that's here today, we're either a Barabbas or a Pilate or a chief priest or the crowd. We're one of the four. But thank God, Jesus died for us all. Amen. Jesus died for us all. And when he died for us, he didn't ask, okay, which one are you? Are you the Barabbas? Are you the chief priests? Are you the multitudes? Are you the pilots? No, he didn't ask that. He simply hung on that cross and according to Luke 23:34, uttered these words, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." I have never read those words. They have never become more poignant to me than they have this weekend. "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. I was looking forward to this communion because I got to tell you, I felt so dirty. I felt so unclean with all that went on this weekend. I just wanted to come underneath the stream of the cleansing flow. Amen? And I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything. But I realized that I am no better than Barabbas. I am no better than the chief priests. I'm no better than the howling mobs, except this, that I've been to the cross and I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Amen? I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. That's what communion is about. It's about being washed in the blood of the Lamb and having our sins forgiven. I want you to stand with me, and I want you to recite the verse that will be on the screen, the two verses that will be on the screen that you probably don't even need to see, to quote. I want us to recite it together. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." Hallelujah. Amen. 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 So Barabbas, that verse is for you. Pilate, that verse is for you. To the howling mob, you cowards, that verse is for you. To the chief priests, that verse is for you. "For God so loved the world." Hallelujah. And for every one of us, Jesus died for me. Jesus died for us. I want you to leave today with those four words ringing in your mind: Jesus died for me. And forgive me for keeping you standing all this time. I apologize. You older ones can handle it. You younger ones, I know it's tough. But thank you for sticking with us. Jesus died for me. And he didn't have to. He chose to. Jesus died for me. For me. Do you believe it today? Yeah. You believe it today? Are you grateful today? Let's thank Him for it, shall we? Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. We dismiss today because of our time constraints, but not because we want to leave. We could stay in your presence all day. But Lord, we will leave. We will walk out of these doors, and we will have ringing in our minds those four words, Jesus died for me. But not just me, He died for the Barabbases of the world, and the Pilates of the world, and the crowds of the world, and the chief priests of the world. Jesus, the best of the best, died for us. And that little message is maybe what church was all about today. Nothing elaborate, nothing fancy, simply the truth that it is the powerful name of Jesus, and Jesus died for me. Thank you, Lord. Go with each one. Bless their Sunday, whatever their plans might be. And perhaps, just maybe, we may have a chance to share that little message with someone else, that Jesus died for us. We thank you in your name. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord for His word today, shall we? Amen.